A reading from Luke chapter 2.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know the saying, right, that there are two things in life that are certain: death and taxes. So it shouldn't be a surprise, really, that the story of our Lord's nativity begins with taxes. And yet it seems like such an ordinary, such a boring way to start a story. After years of waiting, we have the coming of the King of Glory, foretold in ancient story. And it begins with taxes. Why would God begin this most wondrous, this heaven and earth shattering story in this way? Well, first, he does it to show that Christ was born in ordinary history. That this is no mythical God born once upon a time, long, long ago in a galaxy far away. This is the real God invading and inserting himself into what we thought was our history. But that is not the God of the Bible, right? History is his. It's his to control. It's under his control. It's accomplishing his purposes. Now, the purpose was hidden, but on Christmas morning, we see the secret purpose revealed. God came into human flesh to be born as one of us, to be born as our brother. Now, God also used the registration for taxes as a way to bring Mary, Joseph, and Jesus to Bethlehem, to the city of David, right? And it appears that God can even turn taxes into a good thing. God came to change the twisted and the corrupt things of this life into something good and noble. He came to change not just taxes, but to change us. You see, since Adam's fall, we've all become evil. We're full of sin and we are full of guilt. And yet God came to be the new Adam, to create a new image into which we are now reborn, thanks be to God, in the waters of holy baptism. He came into the world innocent and incorruptible so that we could have a second birth like his. Now this truly is good news, and we love to hear it. The angels love to sing it. And that's why they're caught just a little bit later in the story singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." You see, Christ came as man for all men. He took human flesh in such a way that he is the perfect representative of all people, male or female, young or old. Christ did not consider humanity so repulsive as something to avoid. Rather, he counted it as a great joy to become one of us. This is the purpose of the ages, that he embraced out of love for us. He was pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel. And thus, he became incarnate to pay the price to atone for all sins. He took flesh that could and would be pierced. He took on blood that would be shed, so that every man of every place can say, "Jesus, the Son of God, became my brother." And this is the reassurance of the gospel. No one has to wonder, was he born for me? Did he die for me? Because the answer is yes. The answer is always yes. For all he came, for all he died. And even more than that, for you he came. For you he died. See, see here what kind of love the Father has given to us, that Christ should be our brother, and we should be called children of God, and so we are. And so during this restless and stress-filled season, God's peace is yours. This is a peace beyond all understanding, an objective fact that is not always felt in our easily troubled hearts. The peace is always with you. It is the peace that Christ purchased and won for you, the peace of knowing that your brother is God's own son, and therefore all will be well with you, whatever happens in this life. You see, Christ takes care of his family, and so he will take care also of you. He has already purchased forgiveness and eternal life for you. He will not forget about you or let you slip through the cracks. You are his own. Thus, the Father is pleased with you, just as he is pleased with his Son, because he looks upon you. He looks upon you exactly the same way that he looks upon Jesus. This is the mind-boggling love of the Father, that he counts every good thing in Christ to your favor. He sees none of our sinful shortcomings, which are vast and innumerable. Instead, he sees only purity. He sees only innocence, as of the purest baby, capital B, the purest baby ever born. So don't listen to the voice in the back of your head, that nagging voice, right, that's strengthened by the devil on your shoulder, who seeks to instill doubts at every step. Dear friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, the devil is a liar, and his time is short. Listen instead to the words and the promises of God, which work forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this. Now, there is no lack of love in God. Yes, our love falters, but his has no limits. You cannot make yourself pleasing or favored in God's eyes, but you don't have to. He has done it all for you. It is accomplished and perfected by his work on your behalf. And there you have it. That's it. Unto you was born on that day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, the real, living, breathing God-man, born of the Virgin to offer his life for you. Peace is yours. For the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in the manger, would live the perfect life for you. He would die the perfect death for you. He would be wrapped in burial cloths for you. He would be laid to rest in the tomb for you. But that would not be the end. On the third day, he would rise from that rest for you. He would ascend into heaven for you. And even now, this very day, he comes to you and wraps you in his word. He washes you clean and makes you his own and lays himself into your mouth for the forgiveness of sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.